monitoring.
WA Mobile.
Okay, 4BWA, W4DJW. Good morning for two more minutes.
Hey, what's happening, baby? Well, I got some bad news.
I suspect you know what I was going to ask you about.
I got caught looking at it last night on the laptop. And I brought a laptop to bed, and we're sitting there, and she's watching TV, and I'm pulling that up. And she says, you do know that I'm going to take the last week of January off, and you're taking me to Florida.
Well, you don't want that stuff coming in the mail while you're gone, unless somebody's going to live in the house there while you're gone.
Silver? So I'm going to have to wait about 8 weeks and recover from this trip down to Florida. She says that I'm going to find her a place south of Tampa where we can get on the beach and get warm. She says she's tired of being cold already.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't want to order that stuff and have it sitting there on the porch while you're gone either. So that's good, because that gives you time to think about what it is that you want. That gives you an idea of what's out there and what's needed, and then now you got time to run through your mind what that's going to look like and implement it. And make some changes to it.
Looking at the camera, and I don't think I'll have any problem with mounting it to the bottom of the Cadet. The only problem I think I might have, though, is the fact that that's a tricycle gear, and I've got that nose gear that comes down pretty low, and I do not want that to hinder my view. That being a hard balsam kit, from your experience, do I need image stabilization from vibration on mounting it to the hard balsa?
So you have experience in that area, because you monitor the monitor. You're the monitor of the monitor, and you can look at the way that it's mounted on the tire stick, and you can see it's hard mounted. It's got a little, built some plywood, really thin, 3/32 or something like that. Greater than a 1/16, but less than a 1/8 of an inch for the side rails to hold it in place, for the screws to go in on the side. And mounted that to a piece of wood that is mounted to the aluminum landing gear. A piece of plywood that's mounted to the aluminum landing gear. So if vibrations are going to get through, and that's a much bigger motor on the Tiger stick than it is on the Cadet, right? So it's going to make more vibrations. So you're the monitor. You know what it looks like when you're looking out of there. What do you think? That's a question for you.
Right, that ought to be perfectly fine then. I just answered my own question. However, being a tricycle landing gear, if I'm mounted even with the rear landing gear, I'm going to be looking at the front nose gear.
That's why it's good that you've got time to think these things through, right? Because the Tiger stick's a tail dragger. So I could put it between the main gear and look out the front. And the only thing I have to, the only distraction I have is the propeller. But when it's running high enough RPM, you can't see it. It's only, or when it, gets into resonance, you just see one blade that's slowly moving back and forth. Think about that. You look at what other people do, that you could mount the camera out on the wing. Then you'd have to contend with plugging it in, but there's only three lines. There's a positive, negative, and signal. So you could use a servo lead to plug in. So it'd be like plugging in a third servo lead, except it'd be your camera lead. So you can, there's a million different ways you can do it. You can face it forward. You can face it backward. You can put it on a servo so that you can, while it's flying with the servo, flip of a switch, you can point it out the front or point it out the back. It's all up to you.
Okay, with the wing being a divided wing right down the center, I don't really think it would matter that much if I mounted it on the top of the wing, right at the saddle. that would look straight out, but that would not give me any view of the ground. That would really just give me straight out ahead over the nose, which would sort of kind of defeat, you know, my approaches, because it's going to be, you know, at an upward angle. You're right. I got to think about this stuff.
It's good not to get in a hurry with it. And, you know, I know you want to. It's a lot of fun. I want to, too. But I also want to bring it back home at the end of the day. So, and yeah, when you're landing, when you're flying straight and level and you're up 100 or 200 feet, no big deal. Right? You can see out the front end. You can see where you're going. You can see the horizon off of either side of center of the fuselage, and all is well. But when you're landing, you're dragging your tail because you're flying slower and you're getting close to stall speed. You want to stall when you touch the ground. So then the camera's pointed up in the air. It's not pointed down at the ground, and you can't really judge where the ground is if you want to land with goggles on. You don't necessarily have to. Some people that have that problem take their goggles off right before they land. You know, they line up with the goggles on just because it's a whole lot easier. And then when they're on final, they'll lift their goggles up with one hand still on them until they get side of the plane. And when they get side of the plane, they let go of the goggles and grab the sticks again. And if they don't get side of the plane, they pull the goggles back down real quick and continue flying with goggles on.
I see what you mean. But you know what? This is, after I've been thinking about this some, I really do want a clean view of the ground, you know, as I pass over. I don't want to be looking at the nose or a fuselage, you know, that's fine to fly, but, you know, if I want to pass over something and observe something on the ground, I do want to be able to see it. You know, it's kind of like flying in a low-wing airplane. When you want to look at the ground, you know, you got to either look forward or look back behind the wing, and it's just a hindrance. You know what? I'm thinking there might be another new aircraft in my not-too-distant future.
And to reinforce that, if you think at it and think of it in terms of screen real estate with it flying, that nose is going to be about 50% of the screen real estate, the nose of the plane that isn't moving, which is, defeats the purpose of having a camera on there to begin with. Because you only get about a quarter to the left, to the upper left, and a quarter to the upper right. And the other half of the screen is a stationary airplane, fuselage and wing. So you're right. It is something to think about. I didn't think about the nose wheel, but I'm glad you did. When you're flying low, you do want to be able to get the picture of the ground. Now, there's another thing to think about, too, is that view in that camera is like going to be 780 by 420 or 480, but it's a smaller resolution than, for example, if you get an HD GoPro, if you've already got a GoPro, you've probably got something like that mounted on the Phantom. You can put that down below and have your camera up top. So everybody knows that the pilot's view is somewhat degraded compared to what you're going to capture on the HD camera, be it a GoPro, be it one of those new three, I don't know if you've seen those new 360 cameras, but it's a camera that, it films everything, 360 degrees, up, down, left, right, forward, backwards. It films everything. And as you're going through the video, the person watching the video can spin it around and look out the left or look out the right. So there's infinite number of possibilities out there.
Well, listen, I just pulled up here at Dimitri's on Highway 11, and I got to go in and pick up 3 sandwiches for the guys for lunch. We're up at my place building today. And, I got to run in here and pick up our lunch. So let me go in there and grab that real quick, and I'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. I want to continue this for a couple of minutes. KN4VWA, I hope you'll still be around when I get back out there.
Yeah, I'm putting together a buck converter, and then I'm going to go get lunch. I got it together. I got it on the battery, but now I've got to set its output voltage, so I should be around, depending on how long you hang out in there. Anyway, if not, I'll catch you later on in the day. KN4VWA, W4DJW, clear and listening.
KO4NUE.
Meet you at
I did, Steve. Listen, I'm up here at the deer camp. I think I'm having some radio problems. Can you give me a quick radio check?
Sounds good. Full quieting. Good solid signal. I don't hear any problems.
Appreciate it, bud. I'll be clear. I'll move up on to the next frequency. Thank you, Steve. I'm clear.
Before you go, Chad, listen, Phil was supposed to come by today and us talk about this tower thing with that I-beam. So we may just get the three of our heads together on that here pretty soon. Would you be willing?
Dropped some material off yesterday, and he was on net last night looking for some different kind of metal, so I assume he's wanting to change things up a little bit, but I decided to wait until, you know, they figured out exactly what he wants, and then we'll go from there. But, yeah, I'm game with it, but I will be out of the loop till probably tomorrow.
Roger, roger. All right, let me run in and grab my sandwiches. I'm hungry. KN4VWA, clear.
BJW, KN4CHY, I wanted to throw out the option of head trackers also. I'm not sure what kind of goggles y'all are running, but, yeah, so I'll throw that out there.
KN4CHY, W4DJW. Yeah, I haven't ever done the head tracker thing yet. Have you?
Not IRL. I do have one of the head tracker, one of the original Fat Shark head tracker units that's a little hard to come by, but now I guess you can build them with like an Arduino Nano or something like that and do a DIY one. But yeah, I've not been much into fixed wings, but I'm kind of getting back into that after long years away, and that really intrigues me. Over.
Yeah, I thought about doing the head tracker before. I've got the EZ UHF immersion RC transmitter module that I was putting in my JR10 before I got my Free Sky radio, and it had the head tracker plug-in. And all you had to do was, you know, on the other end inside the airplane is set up a, you know, a camera that's got up and down, you know, pan and tilt, and plug it in to the servo sockets that you selected. But I never did that. And I would notice that when I was flying, and my buddy that was flying with me at the time, I'd be tilting my head when I was flying. It wouldn't make any difference, but I'd be doing that. Like, I'd be giving it body English. And I'd hold my antenna on my transmitter lower and lower as I twisted. And he'd raise his glasses up. I'd tell him my RSSI is getting low, and he'd raise his glasses up, and he'd say, raise your transmitter. So I'd have to snap out of it and raise my transmitter back up. So it's a learning curve. That's why I never put the head tracker on there. I figured I might be giving it body English and spinning it in the ground and not even knowing that it was me doing that.
Keith Wise, syncing up with the repeater, Keith here, by the way. The orientation problems are a challenge, and yeah, I was just, and again, I've not done DIRL, so I was just thinking maybe the visual feedback that you're getting from that loop would help in that respect. But yeah, I was just curious as if you'd ever considered it or tried it. And, I believe it was you I was talking to, talking about Painless 360. He did a video about doing one of the DIY head trackers. I didn't know you could do it DIY, and I fished around and ended up getting one of the modules out of Australia, of all places.
I've watched a lot of his videos. I haven't watched that one yet, though. I mean, whenever you're searching for something, he's got so many videos out there, they're going to come up. So I have watched a few of his, mainly the ones that are dealing with the differences between flight controllers. He's got some good, you know, he does a lot of flight controllers, a lot of testing with flight controllers, so that's the main ones that I've watched with him. But I don't know, have you flown with goggles on much? Just, you know, bare bones, no head track or anything like that?
For quads than fixed wings. I bought a little Side HD one of the little small 250-gram ones, and had not quite gotten under the goggles with it yet and promptly lost it. So I actually think a sheriff picked it up off the side of the road, because when I got over there, I seen him pulling away, and the plane was no longer around.
Well, that's not good. But you do, if you got your number in there, I put a laminated piece of paper in there that's got my FAA, my AMA, and my phone numbers, all three numbers on it, the FAA registration. And luckily, I haven't ever lost any, but the buddy I was telling you about, that we were flying mostly with those TBS, Team Black Sheep, Go Discover quads, and got as far as a mile out. And I'm telling you, there's just nothing like it when you're flying, compared to how limited I never really realized how limited we are, but we're just constantly turning around when you're flying without goggles on. And when you put the goggles on, you don't have to turn around so often anymore, and that's just a whole lot more enjoyable experience.
I built a racing quad, just a little H-frame, back in the day, old ZMR 250, and it did hit line of sight a long time, and, you know, just getting kind of the feel of the whole quad thing, and then eventually got FPV on it, and have crashed it numerous times, and it got to the point where the frame was not worth packing back up, so kind of gave up on that one. And I got into I used to do the brush micro quads, and those things were really fun, but they just chew through motors. And but man, now they've come so far with the little tiny brushless motors. I've had a couple of those that are just a blast to fly in the backyard. I'm sitting on about 2 acres here, and got trees to weave in and out of, and a RV spot in the back with a light pole to dodge, and mostly dodge. And just a real blast on a small scale like that. Over.
Yeah, it is amazing. You're right. The way those brushless motors just changed everything. with a speed controller, being able to increase and decrease RPM instantaneously, right? Just so that you can counteract a burst of wind before or as the burst of wind is happening so fast that the quadcopter doesn't even see that there was a burst of wind at all. That's pretty good. Yeah, the brushless motors all. We've got them to them and the speed controllers to thank for that. Anyway, I'm going to get back to this buck converter that I'm working on assembling, so I got it ready when I need it. But you ought to come out there to Foothills Flyers with us one day and do some flying. Bring your airplanes out there and do some flying at Foothills Flyer. Are you near that? Are you very far from there? You know where that is?
Where that is. Refresh my memory.
So, north of Greer, about 3 miles north of Greer on Highway, we're in between, well, off to the right of Highway 101, if you're going north, off where Jordan Road and Jug Factory Road come together. Does any of those street names ring a bell?
I used to work in Greer, so I'm pretty familiar with the area, but I'm over in the Seneca area now, so I don't get that over that way much anymore.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, there are clubs there over there in that area as well, so anyway, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it a lot. But maybe we'll run across you sometime out there flying at a fly-in. This area, upstate South Carolina, has a lot of fly-ins during the year. I don't know if you go to any of them, but maybe we'll run into you at one of those.
Possibility. All right, we'll catch you a little later and let you get back to what you were doing. I just wanted to throw out the head tracker thing there, and especially since you got the DIY option now. Might be worth digging into. CAN4CHY, have a good day, 73.
All right, Keith, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. CAN4CHY, W4DJW, clear and listening.
WKN4VWA. That was interesting listening to you two. Yeah, I'm about to get back into the hacienda, Dave. Now, listen, I'm going to have lots of questions on that. Probably not for the next couple of days, but I'm going to have some questions, especially on the goggles and exactly how to set up the ground station, that type of thing. So, anyhow, you have a good day, bud, and I will talk to you again soon. I just didn't want to leave you hanging. K and 4, BWA, clear.
All right, Steve, enjoy your lunch. I'm going to go get mine soon. Take care. K4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
RJ, WA4JRJ, this is WA4PXZ. Hello, RJ, WA4JRJ, this is WA4PXZ. Hello, RJ, WA4JRJ, this is WA4PXZ.